This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Tis the Wednesday edition of the show as we kick off our number one. Once again, that toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. As always, we're loaded with stuff to talk about. Everything from immigrants to pirate radio to Tacoma, Washington, wanting to pass sword restrictions. Sword regulations.
Sounds needed.
And
yeah, valuable.
That, all of that, as well as a toilet fence, some emails about the ninja story we did last night, Aspos, and anti-bullying law being proposed. How much of it we'll get to? We'll find out. First, we got to go to the phones, because this is the show about your calls. Let's talk to Triddle in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier Only line. Hello.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's
evening,
up, Triddle?
Well, I don't think Iran should be allowed to have a nuclear bomb, and I'm going to tell you guys why.
Okay.
Now, I realize it won't be very popular, but I've got a number of points, and they all build on each other, so please let me get them across before you attack me.
Okay.
Okay.
So, can I attack you first?
Huh?
Can I just attack you first?
No, you have to wait to the end.
Okay.
All right, so first of all, Iran has already attacked a U.S. embassy in the not-too-distant past. I'm not sure they ever got over that, and I'm pretty sure they're still mad right now.
Wait, wait, who's mad? The U.S. embassy?
No, Iran is still mad.
Okay. And why are they mad?
I'm not entirely sure why they attacked the embassy, but I know that they did.
Got it.
So, second of
probably about the Shah.
Possibly. Any first-generation nuclear weapon is going to be very dirty. That means lots and lots of fallout. Third of all, I believe that if Iran gets a nuke, it's destined for clandestine operations that will be used on U.S. soil. Fourth, if Iran detonates a nuclear weapon here, I believe it will be in Washington, D.C. Fifth, the Free State Project is not very far from D.C. and would be ripe for receiving fallout. And sixth, I don't want to glow in the dark. On top of my selfish reasons, they're also signatories to the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, which states they will not make or possess nuclear weapons in exchange for the declared nuclear powers agreeing not to nuke them.
Uh-huh.
To which we are not signatories.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And are they building nuclear weapons, or isn't that just an allegation that we've made?
I have it right here. Furthermore, they are developing the uranium enrichment program. That means they can make their own bomb-grade nuclear material. They state it's for peaceful purposes, but it's not a requirement to have nuclear, to have highly enriched material for a nuclear power reactor. The CANDU nuclear power reactor design runs entirely off of unrefined uranium ore. And lastly, it won't take a land war to keep them from having nukes. We can destroy their enrichment facilities with bunker busters. The facilities are expensive enough to build that it would be a major setback to the program.
Oh, bunker busters aren't nukes. They're just really big bombs.
No,
right?
they're making buster bunker,
bunker
nukes, too.
Yes, they are, and I don't know if it would take a nuclear one or not.
So you think that because of all those reasons you just gave, because essentially you're scared, which is what that all breaks down to, because you're scared should give us the ability to and the right to go over and use violence on another country.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with bombing their enrichment facilities, not at all.
Hmm. Well, I've got to say, there's lots of countries in the world that have nuclear weapons, and I don't like nuclear weapons. They make me nervous that anybody has them, but there's about 40 countries that have them.
I don't think so. I don't agree with that. I think it's closer to about 10 or 15.
Okay. And there are... And why should Iran be behind those countries? I mean, why should they not? Wouldn't you hate the idea that 10 or 15 of your neighbors on your block had a gun and you didn't?
In Trill's perfect world, we wouldn't have nukes at all. And in Trill's perfect world, we're going to do as much as we can to make sure that no one else gets them as well.
I'm not prepared to use violence.
Triddle. I think that violence begets violence, my friend. If you're going to go and bomb people, it's going to increase the likelihood that we're going to get attacked.
Highly.
Yeah, well, I really don't want to glow in the dark, gentlemen.
I think that your point three is mistaken.
Target.
I think that the likelihood that is that they will not use it on the United States, but if they do get it, they will use it on Iran if they're going to use it on anyone.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, on
Israel.
The only reason they would want to use something on the United States is if they felt aggression from us. And if you're talking about bombing these people, they're going to feel aggression. And that's going to probably ensure that they'll continue developing these things, and except this time have a target of us. I think that you're misled and you're following the warmonger path here, Triddle, and I think you need to really consider that. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I'd like to add that Iran, along with every other country in the world, has seen, over the past couple years, how trigger-happy America is.
Sure. Very trigger-happy, yeah.
We as a country, not we as in us three gents, would love to just womp the hell out of whomever throws a bit of opposition our way.
Right, because we're the world's police. We're the world's empire.
Yeah, you can't have a nuclear weapon. Sorry,
we said
right.
So.
And our government, they just want to bomb people for the hell of it, just for fun.
Yeah, and I can't see anything good. I understand that Triddle's scared, but that's what they're trying to create. That's the idea that the government, our government, is trying to put in people's heads right now. Oh, look out, America. Iran's going to get a nuclear weapon if we don't do something first, and they might blow you up and you'll glow.
And if they do such a thing, then what's to stop us from nuking them till the back to the Stone Age? I mean, we have enough ICBMs
exactly.
That we can just...
That's why...
Just as soon as it... you know how quickly we figured out that Osama did it, and I'm not saying I necessarily believe
right.
that he did. It seems like it to me. But we know how quickly we figure that out. We just... Like a bunch of fireworks. Boom, boom, boom,
right.
boom, boom.
Well, that's why nobody...
Why would they want to do that?
Exactly. That's why all of these countries with nuclear capabilities don't use them. Because they don't want to get wiped out.
Yep.
The administrators, see, there's a difference between a land war and a bombing campaign, especially of a nuclear type. In a land war, all of the elected officials, the president, gets to send all kinds of other people to go and die for his political ends. He doesn't care. He doesn't really care how many thousands of American boys and girls go over to whatever hellhole around the world and die in the dust or die in the jungles.
He doesn't seem to care enough, at least.
It doesn't matter to him. But what matters to him is his life. And if his life is on the line, if there's a chance that somebody could blow him up, then he's going to be very careful about what he does in that particular case, which is it applies to everybody from our president to Kim Jong-il. None of these despots want to lose their lives, and so therefore they're not going to launch a nuke on anybody. They just want them to protect themselves, so therefore they're not nuked without any way to defend themselves. That's why nobody launches these things.
Thank goodness.
1-800-259-9231 is the phone number here. You take control of the airwaves. All right, so... Jason, you had something, I guess, about an anti-bullying law. What is going on with that?
Yes. Well, this is just a local thing, I believe, just a little Florida thing.
These are things that can happen anywhere, though.
Of course.
Governments borrow ideas from one another all the time.
Right. Well, there was this mother, Debbie Johnston. She had a son named Jeff. Jeff was 15 years old, and he hung himself.
Oh, my.
Yes.
That's a shame.
Now, she says that he hung himself because he was bullied. And bullied and bullied and bullied.
Right.
Right. He was called, for instance, he was called gay, and he was called a stalker. I don't really see how that's an insult. I suppose it could be, but...
If you don't want to be a stalker.
Sure.
You don't want to be called a stalker.
Sure. It's kind of odd.
It does seem like it suggests that you're being intrusive.
Do they call him Four Eyes as well?
Doesn't specify.
Okay.
But the Senate Education Committee unanimously approved the bill that she proposed that would require school districts to establish and enforce anti-bullying policies.
I think
the bullying is already against the rules.
Well,
of course.
Well, I know fighting's against the rules. I know that dumping somebody in a trash can is not necessarily going to be go over too well with the administration. But what is exactly that they want about in regards to this?
Is bullying words?
Good question.
I suppose. Actually, it doesn't specify. It doesn't say how they're going to amend the situation. It just says, well, we think bullying is really bad, and we should make it illegal.
Has the law been written yet, or has this... I missed that part. Did they actually forward a law to the legislature, or an idea?
The Senate Education Committee unanimously approved the bill.
Hmm. So it's written down. It's just whoever wrote this article didn't actually pull it up and read the specifics.
No, they didn't.
Little disturbing. It's just an extra reason to get your son and daughter out of government schools. I mean, if you want them to get away from bullies, put them in a school where bullies just, period, aren't allowed.
Yeah, I mean, if your kid says something mean to some other kid, which kids do, then they're a bully.
Yep.
1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Coming up, affirmative action, the toilet fence, and more. Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, The American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have live streams available for you, broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. Both of them are totally free. Freetalklive.com. It's a show about your calls. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Bill in Nova Scotia. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Yeah, hi. It's Dr. Bill Deagle. I'm listening to the dialogue tonight talking about this upcoming nuclear war, and I couldn't believe the last caller and his comments thinking that by attacking Iran, this is going to somehow reduce the chances of something terrible happening in America.
Yeah, personally, I think that was just silly that he suggested that. And
yeah.
He's scared, though, Bill. He's scared that.
But the fear is completely misplaced. And this is, again, they're selling fear by the pound. It's more cost per pound than it is per barrel of oil.
Hmm.
And the real situation is that this nuclear war is part of the dialectic to increase the, not only the destruction, but to get the target, which is our military, to destroy them, and also to destroy the peoples that are sitting on top of all of this oceans of oil over there so they can create, I call it the Goldfinger effect, where if you make the areas under total control and hegemony of the globalist oil companies and transnational corporations, then obviously you can make sure that nobody gets access, so it gets really expensive.
So again, you could. That's for sure.
If this war is done, and again, it's a proxy war because the Russians and Chinese are supplying missiles and technology.
Well, you know, the funniest thing is, Bill, is that we heard the other night there was an article about Steve Forbes claiming that if we were to invade Iran or if we were to attack Iran, it would lower the gas prices in America, as though that even if that was true, that that would somehow balance out the billions of dollars that we're spending on these wars. I mean, it was just totally ludicrous. I mean, the arguments for this war are just out of control.
I know. I can't believe it. I hear them saying, like, I couldn't believe the president saying this a few days ago, that if they actually, the reason why the price of oil is going up is because they haven't done the war yet. I'm thinking, am I in a twilight zone? I'm ready to hear Rod Serling say, you know,
it's
you're
incredible.
In a twilight zone.
I saw a bar graph on a news website showing the average price of oil over the past 4 years, and it's going it's gone up and up and up every single year.
Yeah.
All they're trying to do is play on Americans' greed at this point. At first they played on their fear, and now they're going to play on their greed.
I know, man. We could pass a law that would cap the price of gas at $2 a gallon. That would fix everything, wouldn't it?
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding, of course. Bill, thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Take care.
1-800-259-9231. How long is it going to be before the price cap thing comes around? I mean, they tried it in Hawaii, and it didn't. I think it's not working. I think they canceled it, but I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure what's going on with oil in Hawaii. But eventually, the prices are going to go up past $3 a gallon in many places of the country. In some places, it already has. We saw a picture online right before we started the show. Somewhere, it's over $3 a gallon. Jason, you said you heard it was, four and a half in New York.
Wow.
And, of course, California is always up there.
Yeah,
that's probably,
that too.
That's probably where the $3 picture was taken. So as gas prices
keep going, $3 in Florida.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. I'm talking regular.
It's only like 20 cents below
that's
that.
That's true. Of course, as the prices keep going up, then we're going to hear what we've heard from people over the past year or two, and that is, oh, no. Oh, please do something about the gas prices, politicians. They'll start calling the commissioners, and they'll call all the people they can possibly call and beg and moan and plead for less gas prices. And then there'll be some sort of political solution put in place, which will end up disrupting the marketplace,
mm-hmm. and causing Americans to have less gas.
Yeah, and yep. causing a crisis. At least now we still have gas. But if the government goes in and passes maximum price laws and caps, then we're going to be in real trouble.
What they need to do is they need to take the regulations off of drilling and drilling oil, so that other companies can get into it. Because at this point, we only have like four or five big oil companies
right.
in the world.
More competition,
so it's
please.
A lot easier for four guys to get together in a smoky room and say, hey, let's raise the price of a barrel of oil
right.
than it is for 20 guys to get together in a smoky
exactly.
room and say,
because one of them's going to be greedy and say, forget you.
I want to sell more oil.
I'll undercut you.
You set it at $4 or, you know, $80 a gallon or a barrel, excuse me, and then I'll just go ahead and sell it at $75.
Exactly.
And then somebody says, well, I can beat that. I can go $74. And then, that's how the marketplace works.
Well, speaking of the Middle East, here's a story for you from ABC News. According to, Jonathan Carl, part of a $190 million project to build healthcare centers in Iraq, the buildings that have been built as part of this project sit empty, with no windows or doors. See, in March 2004, the Pentagon awarded the California-based company Parsons Global a contract to build 150 healthcare centers throughout Iraq. 2 years later, almost all of them sit idle, including one that ABC News visited in a section of Baghdad. According to a government audit obtained by ABC News, only six of the promised healthcare centers have been completed.
Mm.
Despite receiving $190 million taxpayer dollars, the company said it couldn't complete the project because of insufficient funding.
Hmm.
Now, these centers, I don't think, are huge. These aren't hospitals. These are, you know, like walk-in clinic-sized places. You don't think that they could build 150 of these for $190 million?
Seems like they could.
Seems like they could. Well, let's say they said it wasn't enough. In fact, all they could get through was six of 150.
Sorry.
And, as an added bonus, the Pentagon has since terminated their contract, citing, quote, lack of sufficient progress by the contractor due to increased security costs and other factors. Man, that's a pretty sweet contract where if the Defense Department just decides to cancel it, you get to keep all $190 million. You don't even have to finish the six buildings that you've already started on.
How do I get a sweetheart deal
right.
like that?
Where can we find advertisers that are just going to give us money without expecting anything in return? The government,
only with the government.
The government audit makes it clear that security costs weren't the only problem. Review places much of the blame on U.S. government mismanagement.
No kidding.
Including a high turnover of government personnel, lack of experienced staff, and poor decision-making, according to the Special Inspector
General. But we learned
General.
Something.
You can't simply blame the contractor when, in fact, the government has a responsibility to make sure they oversee the project.
Well,
it's incumbent upon
I can blame the contractor for not having done what they said they were going to do.
This is true. It is incumbent upon government managers to make the adjustments necessary to ensure the project gets completed. So they say there's enough blame to go around. And officials for the company, Parsons Global, declined to be interviewed.
Me too.
That's cute. Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. So there they go, just blowing more money over there in Iraq. And this is really what these wars are also all about. I mean, we had Bill on the line earlier who was claiming that it was for control of oil, and that's certainly a factor. But it's also for the sweetheart deals, this one.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody at Parsons Global knows somebody in the Bush administration and managed to finagle a nice $190 million payment. And all they had to do was spend maybe a million or two of it on building these buildings.
Yeah. Well, it probably cost more to build a building over there because they had to bring the supplies in and that kind of thing. But it didn't cost anywhere near 190.
No, for six buildings, sorry. Absolutely not.
No.
So
something the size of a large house.
You've got companies like Parsons Global that's benefiting. You've got companies like Halliburton that's benefiting. These guys are getting multi-million-dollar contracts to either supply the soldiers with equipment or food and water and that sort of thing, or build buildings. And it's costing all of us money, and we're not seeing any benefits from it.
Nope.
Only these companies are seeing benefits from it.
Yep, that's how it works.
Our friends and our family members are dying in the dirt to make it so these companies can get richer.
And we're paying for that to happen.
That's right. And people keep paying their taxes. People keep paying taxes after all this. That's what amazes me the most, that you can just watch as your money's being thrown down the drain and yet continue to hand it over to these thugs. 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something to announce about the show, you'll know it first. If you're on the updates list, go get signed up. It's free, of course. Updates.freetalklive.com is where you need to go. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Plus, you also need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. We at Free Talk Live think now is the time to make a stand for liberty in the Free State. And if you agree, sign the First 1,000 Pledge today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So last night we had a story about the ATF. Actually, no, this was Monday night. We had a story about the ATF taking out a ninja. Well, as it turned out, it was a guy on a college campus dressed as a ninja.
Who had just come from a ninja party.
That's right. Ninja pirate party, as a matter of fact.
At his local chapel.
Yep.
Yes, so it was a church party of some sort. And so he was running, apparently, across campus, and the ATF...
As ninjas will.
The ATF also claimed he was doing quick peeks from behind a pole, apparently.
Quick. Right. Well, boink. If he was a good ninja, he would have never been seen.
Well, exactly.
That smoke bomb, poof, see you later. Yeah.
So they took him out, they tackled him, and now I think we have some email responses.
It would have looked like Matrix if it was a real ninja. He would have just taken him out, all of them.
That's right.
Whatever,
all four of them.
All team of them, or whatever it is. But in fact, he wasn't really, like, the cops, I don't think, looked at him and thought, ninja. I think the cops looked at him and saw, guy in a mask.
Yeah, perp.
Because it wasn't really, he wasn't a particularly good ninja. He had, like, black sweatpants on and a red, you know, bandana across his face. Not the greatest ninja in the world.
No.
So anyway, I got an email from James.
Right.
I went to college and I've seen my fair share of crappy costumes. My suspicion is that this young, naive Christian student had no clue that you don't mask your face, sneak around, and then run when cops are around. Now he has a clue, and he found out the only way possible, which is to have a bad experience. I held on to the propaganda that you ask a cop for help if you need it. Most of my encounters with police are normal because along with all the cops are good stories that you learn, they do have guns, and you address them as sir and comply with their commands.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go with straight respect, but after a couple of encounters that weren't so great, I developed a contempt for law enforcement in general.
Yeah.
Instead of being nervous around them, I tend to look down on them as generally stupid and without original thought. And I'm sure that that's true about some and not about others, but anyway.
Sure. For the most part, they're mindless automatons that follow whatever orders they're given. There are exceptions, of course.
So James says, I was also a soldier, and with a much more dangerous job that they like to tell us that they have. Another part of my attitude came from the L.A. riots in May of 92. I was one of the federal troops sent to Compton and Watts, of all places, to control the crowds. We were sent there to do a Fiesta grocery store, which was the only standing grocery store in the area, where we were to guard it. While on top of the roof, the grocery store, we were accompanied by LAPD. We traded weapons and talked some shop. I don't know what traded means, but maybe looked at them.
Yeah, just passing them around.
Hey, what do you got there? Talked some shop, and they were respectful of us because all the NCOs in our company were combat veterans. One female officer...
Non-commissioned officer.
That's correct. One female officer explained it all best. She told us... The main problem is that cops tend to only deal with rowdier, less respectful elements of society. Not that rich folks are immune to bad behavior, but the desperation of poverty tends to agitate violence, and for the most part, the social skills necessary to resolve conflict are not taught.
Okay.
It takes very little time for even the most fair and freedom-minded cop to warp their way of dealing with all the public in a way that matches how they would approach scum.
Hmm.
With my background and the average cop mentality in mind, I always assume that the cop I'm dealing with has had a bad day, and I act accordingly. I'm fully aware that no matter what I do, I can be harassed, beaten, and arrested very little reason, and that frightens me a great deal. So, that was his comment on it all.
Well said.
Yeah, I thought it was good, and from a Marine.
I don't know what to say to that. I mean, I can't add anything.
It's very succinct. If the cops, you know, that's what my point was with the ninja anyway. You don't wear a mask and run from the cops when there's sirens.
He didn't know that there were cops after him.
He didn't run from the cops, but they saw it that way.
They were not dressed in like uniforms of any sort.
These guys
were plain clothes.
They were there for training seminar that day. So he had no idea that they were chasing him.
My imagination was that they had on golf shirts that said BATF or something like that.
No, there was actually a picture taken.
Oh, was there?
While holding one of them had one of the ATF agents had their knee in his back.
Mm-hmm.
And
we didn't see that.
No, they were wearing jeans and shirts.
Okay. Yeah. So remember, he had said in the article that he only stopped after he ran into people that were pointing guns at him.
To them, he looks suspicious, and I don't
and
really
no
feel terrible
no
about
for what they did.
And okay. To the ninja, these guys look like a couple of guys with guns chasing him.
Right?
I would run away too.
You know, I kind of like what he said about how, in regards to this email, comments on this. I kind of like what he said about how the cops, even the most liberty-minded cop, just kind of gets broken down by having to deal with the scum of society all the time, and so they just kind of have this jaded attitude towards everybody. That's an interesting point.
It's just true. I mean, that's what we hire them for, is to deal with the people we don't want to deal with.
Well, they should be hired as peace officers, and they should treat everybody with respect until they're proven otherwise.
But it's their job to deal with the unsavory element.
I understand that, but just because you're pulled over for a speeding ticket doesn't make you an unsavory element.
It just makes
you a careless driver. All right, let's go to the second ninja-related email.
From Vanguardist. After thinking a bit about the other day's conversation about ninjas and the feds, I decided that it was a classic example of the tragedy of the commons. You know, he's a little higher-minded than we are, by the way.
Okay.
The issue at hand here is that we do not know what the intentions of the ninja were. So that's one unknown. Also, at work here is that, if I remember correctly, this took place in a public area. I don't think it did. I thought it took care of
it. It was a college campus.
Yes, it was. There was no clear owner who could establish rules or any policy like that. Also, the police are rarely, if ever, accountable for their actions. Let's suppose that this had happened at a private park or college campus or country club. The owner would set the rules, and whoever enforced them, private police, state police, whoever, those are, for now, details.
Rules like no quick peeks, no being a ninja.
I doubt the college has a rule that says that you can't wear a mask and run around. It seems like a really crazy rule to have. But one would know, after having been tackled by a group of undercover cops, not to do that. You probably learn that. Everyone going into the area would have to abide by those rules, just like restaurants can decide what clothing is appropriate and so forth. Now, this is also a bit of an open-ended question. Even under total private control and monitoring, the owner could decide that some particular behavior was suspicious and act on it. If those actions result in injury for the suspect, they should be able to sue. Ever tried suing the feds?
Yeah. Good luck.
He's not going to have any luck. This is similar to what happens with policies under public control. Should we favor school uniforms in public schools? How many traffic lights should there be on public highways? At what time should public parts be lights be turned off? Do we arrest people who are running? The point is that there's no correct answer here because the owner, in this case, is the government, which is everybody.
Right, and we'll all fight for all of eternity as to what the correct answer is.
Right, and the government is never subject to lawsuits or market wins and losses. Its goals are not to satisfy a need, and much less to improve on any service it offers.
Whereas a private protection organization that was accidentally tackling the wrong guy or going after the wrong perp, and they discover that after the fact, would be punished by the marketplace. They could be sued by that individual or by the property owner. The property owner could fire them as a result of them making such a big mistake like that. In the case of what we have today, the cops act first and then think about it later on. In the case of a private organization that's hired to protect somebody, they'd have to be really careful with taking violent actions on people because their bottom line is on the line.
I'm not sure that's true, and I think that the private cops would have done the same thing.
Well, let's talk about that coming up then. 800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cause for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. The wiki is there, wiki.freetalklive.com. Everything on the wiki been created by you, the listeners. It's totally listener editable. You just go create an account for yourself, and then you can literally change anything that's on virtually anything that's there, and you can even add to the wiki. It's neat. And using neat again. Torgo has drawn my attention to that. Wiki.freetalklive.com.
Well, also the wiki has a really cool feature. It's the fan club for each of the hosts and the anti fan club. So if you like a particular host or dislike a particular host, you can join the clubs.
There you go.
I think you have the most fans as well, Manwich.
I did at one point. I haven't checked recently.
He's been paying them. Wiki.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the ninja situation. It was at a college in Georgia. There was a young man who was dressed like a ninja, or at least what he considered to be like a ninja. The ATF was on campus that day for a training seminar. And they saw this guy running around campus in a ninja costume, and they decided to go after him and tackle him to the ground at some point. And I don't think there was any charges filed. They figured out that he was just a kid in a ninja costume. But nonetheless, I don't think he should have had to have gone through that harassment. And you think that it's okay. In fact, right before we went to break, you pointed out that you thought that even if it was a private security force, that you thought it would have been handled in the same fashion.
Well, a private security force in the libertarian utopia or the anarchist utopia, where there are no...
You don't have to talk about a utopia. There are private security forces right now. Whack and hut.
What I'm referring to is in this area,
okay,
there would be no cops. So the people that would be cops would be in these forces, right? So, and they would have the kind of power that cops do as opposed to the kind of power that security guards have.
Wait a minute. What do you mean they'd have the kind of power that cops
they'd be
do?
Cops.
In a private security organization?
Yes.
I don't know about
they'd
that.
They'd be enforcing the laws. There would be no,
they would be enforcing private rules on private property.
They would be in charge of jailing people, too. They would be the people that put you in jail. Instead of turning them over to a greater authority, like cops, to be put in jail and handled and booked and all that stuff, they would do it on their own.
Possibly.
They would have to.
In your vision, okay.
Who else would do it?
I don't know. A private jail.
Essentially, they would say, there's a man running on my property, or on the property that I'm in charge of protecting, with lethal force, if necessary, with a mask on.
But
he must be a bad guy.
Well, now
let's get him.
Okay, now wait a minute. You're presuming that they would want to take those actions. You're presuming that they would think that there was something wrong there, when in fact...
That's what these guys thought.
I think that the mentality of the ATF agents is they can do whatever they want to do, and hey, there's somebody running with a mask on, let's go take him out. He could be dangerous. I don't think that a private security force would necessarily do the same thing. I don't think they're concerned with messing up, Manwich, because if they mess up and they take... This kid's a paying customer of this college.
Right.
And if they harass a paying customer, unduly harass him, then he could stop paying. And they could get in trouble by doing that. They have to be more careful. I don't think they would be a slipshod.
And not to mention, being that this would be a private security force hired by a college, the college could set the regulations and the parameters as to how the security force would go about interacting with supposed perpetrators. They could say, well, if there's a guy you think is suspicious, don't tackle him. Just stop him. Say hi.
How do you stop him?
Stop.
Okay. The guy ran from them.
No, he did not run from them. As he pointed out, the only time he knew the cops were after him was when he encountered men with guns.
He was just going about ninja business.
And he was at that point prone, right?
No.
That's
I don't
what
know
I'd
how
say
they
too,
got
by
him
way.
On the ground. I don't know how they got him on the ground.
I didn't hear them running after me yelling, stop, freeze,
he
halt.
Said, as I understand it, I've used the term tackled, but I don't know if that's what really happened. They ended up putting him on the ground and putting their knees in his back, but that doesn't mean that he was necessarily tackled. So,
that's my opinion.
1-800-259-9231. All right, so ninja-related news from Tacoma, Washington. TheNewsTribune.com. For more than a year now, Tacoma City officials have quietly struggled to find a way to regulate the sale of ancient weapons. Swords.
Like trebuchets?
Throwing stars. Daggers.
Halberds?
Knives. Crossbows. Medieval stuff that apparently freaks out average law-abiding citizen types, according to the article, when they see it for sale at the corner store alongside candy bars and gum. So far, the attempt has produced little in the way of results. Stanching the sale of drug paraphernalia has proved easier. The challenge for the city's lawyers is figuring out how to update Tacoma's dangerous weapons ordinance to stop a convenience store from selling a giant collectible sword, and as well as other weapons, but not make it illegal for Fred Mayer to sell a bread knife. The city might end up adopting an ordinance that addresses swords and other weapons, but leaves out knives. Is this getting confusing yet? That anyone keeps trying to solve the dilemma is testament to the persistence of the few elected city council members. Their Human Services Public Safety Committee learned about the sword issue from residents of the east side of Tacoma who were alarmed to find samurai swords, daggers, and other weapons for sale at convenience stores. And apparently other neighborhood activists have complained as well. I see no reason for a weapon to be convenient, said Fred So-and-so, chairman of the South End Council.
Thanks for your opinion, Fred. Stuff it.
That anyone views a sword as a problem at all is testament to the continued popularity of one of the world's oldest weapons. And then you've got an expert on swords. It says, the sword in our Western ethos has always been a very powerful symbol. Apparently they're pretty hot right now because of, being featured in movies like Lord of the Rings, Kill Bill, that sort of thing. So convenience stores around Tacoma are picking these products up and selling them at their stores. And apparently the anti-sword people out there are freaking out about it. And
sword laws.
Yeah, and it's ludicrous. 1-800-259-9231. In fact, as it turns out, the swords that are being sold in the convenience stores aren't the greatest swords in the world anyway.
No. They will kill you.
We'll explore that a little bit more on the way. 1-800-259-9231. Your thoughts. Should we ban swords? Just like some cities ban guns? What do you think? 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And we invite you to bid on our banner auction. Right now we're auctioning off a second banner on our website. You can promote your product, service, favorite band, whatever you want to promote. If you win at auction.freetalklive.com, you'll get the banner for an entire month site-wide. Auction.freetalklive.com. We're talking swords. Apparently, some people have a problem with swords being sold in convenience stores. It's happening now in Tacoma, Washington. I don't know if they're being sold in convenience stores anywhere else, but this is where the article's coming
from. I haven't
seen
any convenience stores.
Apparently, as you might expect, if you're buying a sword in a convenience store, it's not going to be the best quality.
Right, of course. When there's a deal like, buy a sword, get a free Slurpee.
Exactly. Purists dismiss them as sword-like objects. They can't be used as real swords because they fall apart and break, according to one expert. The cheap stuff is often mass-produced in countries like China and Pakistan. They end up being sold on cable shopping channels, offering 87 knives for three payments of $14.99. He says it's probably where some of these stores are buying them. It's flooding the market with really inexpensive, poor-quality stuff. It's the same kind of crap that you'll find if you go to, like, the medieval fair.
Well, I was just at the medieval fair a few months ago, and I saw, you know, swords that range from several hundred dollars.
That's true.
And you can get them for several thousand, from what I understand.
Yes.
To stuff on down to $29.95.
Yep.
Now,
which is essentially a piece of metal with a hilt.
My understanding is that if you use something like that, it would break off in the person.
It could very well.
Mm-hmm. And which is going to be worse than a sword. It's like it's a one-time use kind of situation. But
right.
How many times do you need it?
That's true.
You're probably not going to be fighting off a horde of ninjas. You're probably just, if you're going to use a sword against someone, hopefully you would just be using it against one lone home invader.
Apparently, stories about sword attacks show up periodically in the news, but they're not very often. Apparently, a Kent man turned himself into police after allegedly stabbing a man to death with a 2-foot cane sword. In July, a Tenino man was arrested
there can be
for
only one.
Allegedly ramming a car and attacking a man with a machete, and a Spanaway man was sentenced to 7 years in prison for stabbing a man to death with a samurai-type sword.
There can be only one.
So, I don't think that just because there are some incidences of people being hurt with swords means that they should be banned. I mean, again, it's the same thing with gun control.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if...
Put them in prison.
These people are violent folks, and if they had a table leg around, yeah, they'd probably do the same thing with that implement.
So here's what the proposal is on the table of the city commission. Apparently, they're considering banning the sale of dangerous weapons at most retail stores unless they could show a, quote, bona fide necessity to sell those weapons. Licensed gun dealers would be exempt, as would collectors and hobbyists. And sales to hunters, anglers, and scuba divers would be allowed if the customer shows a valid state license. So if you're a scuba diver, you'll be able to buy a sword in Tacoma, Washington.
Now, Washington, it can get pretty cold in Washington. Am I correct?
Yes.
Well, who's to say that these swords aren't, I don't know, log chopping tools?
I want to know about the hunter that's going to hunt deer with a sword. I mean, that's a bad dude.
That is a pretty tough hunter.
He's a Wolverine. I mean, he's a tough guy.
You'd have to literally wait up in a tree branch or something like that, jump and drop down on top of it.
Don't make a howl of anger as you drop either, because the deer will just kill you.
So here's what the whiner says. I have no problem with the G.I. Joe sporting goods department selling knives. I would just like to see them less visible in the neighborhoods. Kids shouldn't be able to see these swords. They shouldn't be able to buy them. They're going to hurt themselves.
I was taught how to shoot a gun at 10.
Swords are cool. Kids are always going to think swords are cool.
Exactly. And if you just ban them, it's going to make them more dangerous. Hey, more on the way. Hour 2 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking...